To develop prakhara pratibha, you have to do or follow 7 steps, which when you say you think you know, 7 steps which you think you know. But if you have not developed a prakhara pratibha, you are fooling yourself. The formula is USA and SIVA. How many of you know USA and SIVA? How many of you know this? Have you developed a prakhara pratibha? Those who have typed yes, honestly answer this question. Many people say they know. Now you understood why we are all fools? You know, but you have not developed the required prakhara pratibha. What Gurudev says as yugecha, don't run away, be serious. I am not criticizing. Let us be honest that we are fools. Since last 20 years we are hearing these words and we are like this. So this is our New Year edition. I am not criticizing. An honest appraisal of our state of affairs. One of the most foolish statement is I am trying or I am in the process. And now that you have understood how to develop intense pratibha or prakhara pratibha, do you have an idea how much time it takes to develop talent as an engineer or a doctor, etc.? I have seen the names, and after 20 years of reading and being with Gurudev, they said they don't have an idea. Are we fools or not? But I am not calling anybody any names. Anyway, intense pratibha and active. and be active to develop it. Now what was the third adjective I gave? Goal oriented, very good. Next, only one has answered. I am planning to lead you, one, develop prakhara pratibha, see, Kranti Dharmi Sahitya volumes 3 and 4, prakhara pratibha, two, in activity towards developing, in practice, point number one, and third is, to put it in a stipulated direction, that is goal oriented. That is my idea of wishing you the new year, which will change the era. This is the first step of today's chart. If all of you are clear, I go to the next step. Prakhara pratibha, activity, goal oriented. With this in view, and remembering the fool's wishing happy new year, you got the intensity of this sentence, you got the intensity of this remark. So all of you are now joining a great venture in which we are going to understand what Pujya Gurudev wanted us to do and also how we are going to reach the goal. The first thing we have to remember and be sure and certain that we are going to get our goal. When you join an engineering course, you know that you are certainly going to be an engineer. Similarly, for other activities of ours, you should have the same certainty that this century, the remaining 93 years of this century, or the century of era change, which Gurudev says 21st century Ujjwal Bhavishyat. So this is the first certainty which we should have, right? This is what is very clearly given by Pujya Gurudev himself in a series of 20 books known as the Kranti Dharmi Sahitya. The first two volumes are books dedicated to prove and confirm and say that 21st century is the new era century. This is the conviction with which we start. And when we start with this conviction, we come across a well-repeated and much misunderstood word, prakara pratibha. Now I am going to devote a few minutes to make you understand it. First is a certainty that the 21st century is going to bring you a complete change. How can you get that change? By developing prakara pratibha. Prakara pratibha is a completely new goal-oriented mental makeup. And when I say mental makeup, I mean our education gives you the mental makeup. An engineer has the mental makeup of an engineer. A politician has the mental makeup of a politician. A scientist has the mental makeup of a scientist. You understand now what I mean by pratibha? Talent. And this talent, though there are many, Pujya Gurudev divides it into 5 groups. The mental makeup of a politician, the mental makeup of a businessman, the mental makeup of a scientist, the mental makeup of an artist, and the mental makeup of a teacher. You try to understand what Pujya Gurudev did in his Pancha Virabhadra Sadhana. These are the 5 pratibhas, mental makeup. I am not talking about the educational qualifications. People do MBA, but they don't and they can't start their own business. And a man does not read anything, but he rules the financial kingdom. The man who has not educated on our present day education system, but can rule the business world, is what I mean by the business mental makeup. Am I clear till this point? All of you, be fast. Now, these 5 pratibhas, talents, are ruling the world. The politician, the businessman, the scientist, the artists and the teachers. Pratibha, the word pratibha, talent, is now clear to all of you? Or again you say probably. So this pratibha has been modified. That is what Gurudev says parishkar by his Pancha Virabhadra Sadhana. And what fools we are that since 1984 we have read about this Pancha Virabhadra Sadhana and we are not part of that modification. Feel that intensity, the agony, the wasted time, and don't weep over it. Start from this year, rebuilding ourselves. And these are the 2 books Gurudev has given in his 3rd and 4th volumes of Kranti Dharmi Sahitya, Yuga Ichha, Pratibha Parishkar. That is, in these 2 books, volumes 3 and 4 of Kranti Dharmi Sahitya, Gurudev really wept in making you understand what he meant by Pratibha Parishkar. Are you now ready to understand this point, Pratibha Parishkar? Good. But before going into the topic itself, let me again reiterate why we are so certain that within the coming few years, that is before 2012, the era will change. Many people are so foolish to think that when the era changes, they will also change. They will not. Many people think that they will also change if the era changes. For example, Faraday invented electricity about 200 years back. Even now, in many villages, we don't have current. Does it mean that there is no current? Does it mean that there is no current? In many villages, there is no current. So the era has changed into electrical levels, but many people are enjoying the benefits in a negative way. The electricity is there, the electrical appliances are there, but you are not using electricity in the required direction. Got the point? So the electricity is there, the era has changed, but humans have not changed. So, within these 3 years, with all the possible communication systems, and the transport systems, the Gayatri Parivar wants first to make people understand that the era has changed and you have just to know it. The era has already changed and you have just to know it. This is our first activity which we have to undertake on a high military level activity. All of you got the point? Now, those who have typed yes, by tomorrow I want your email. By giving your own personal plans to convey this message of certainty, 21st century bright future, and you have the slides prepared by me, a few slides only for Kantadharma Sahitya volume 1 and 2, how you have to go ahead talking about this certainty. Can you get them? All of you, can you get the Krantidharmi Sahitya slides of volumes 1 and 2 in English? And you have to see that not only you will send it to all, but see that they read, understand, and give you a feedback. So this is the first activity of the new year, making people understand that 21st century has a bright future. It has already been changed. The only thing is you should know how to go and acquire it. First activity, all of you got it? Now, the second activity, conveying to people that the era has changed, it is one thing, and yourself getting the talent to convey the message in its real spirit is another thing. Let me repeat. saying that the era has changed, conveying this message is one thing. But how to go about it, how to utilize the changed time is another thing. That another thing is Pratibha Parishkar or Vyaktitva Parishkar. And on this point I am going to have for the next 1 month, and especially I am going to take classes, and you have to plan it. There you can learn from me the Pratibha Parishkar. And now the Pratibha Parishkar means the 5 talents, the political talent, the business talent, the scientific talent, the artistic talent and the speaking talent, the Panchaveda Bhadras, have to be modified. And then they have to be intensified. Parishkar, modified. Prakhara, intensified. You got these 2 adjectives very clear? The need of the hour for which we are going to go very intensely and actively in the coming 2 months is to modify the 5 talents and then to intensify these 5 talents. Clear? So 2 activities you have now learned. One is spreading the message. Just as Pooja Gurudev used to say, I am like a cock, like a murgi. Which tells that soon it is going to be a dawn, a beautiful dawn, even though it seems so dark. And now, before you ask a question, be very clear how far you have understood what I have told. I am just repeating so many times from today because I understood that all these 20 years I have wasted my time, and now I am not going to waste my time. The first activity, all of you clear? 21st century is a bright future. The new era has dawned. This is the first activity, conveying the good message. That is what is said in Bible, the gospel message. The second is the modification of your own talent. To modify your own talent, first of all, classify yourself to which category you belong. Don't say about what type of education you have read. All these education is a waste because we are only beggars for jobs. We don't belong to any of these 5 categories. Am I very clear? None of us who wants a job and says he is an engineer or a doctor has no talent. He has only a talent to beg for a particular type of job. Is this clear? Your talent is for begging in a particular field. You don't have a talent in that direction. You try to understand the difference between Pratibha and your present state of mindset. We are not engineers. We sell our engineering techniques to some company, and he utilizes it. So you are neither a businessman nor an engineer. And now with this background, I want all of you to decide by today evening to which talent, to which Pratibha you belong.
Do you belong to the political field? Many of us belong to the political field, just like mandaras. Do you understand the example? Mandara, she played a politics in Ramayana, and along with herself sent Kaikeyi also to doom. So not such type of politicians which want to harm others, which want to pull others' legs. Carry on this example to all fields, and all of you decide by today evening to which talent group, Pratibha group you belong. The political talent, the business talent, the scientific talent, the artistic talent, the teaching talent. Is this clear? Now, I am going ahead how to modify it. The modification is to understand that no talent of yours can be utilized for yourself personally. This is the first mental setup that you have to change. You cannot utilize a talent for yourself. For example, a businessman can utilize his talent for the society and get money. A political talent can utilize his talent for the society and get name and fame for himself. The same to all other talents. A dancer dances for the society and gets name and fame. If he dances for himself, he may be happy, but he can't eat anything. He cannot live. Now you understand that all talents have to be modified according to the society's needs. All talents have to be modified according to the society's needs. Now you understand what I mean by modification? Now in all fields, we find a modification varying the talent for degrading the society. Am I very clear about it? A scientist is degrading his talent by developing military tools, and something has gone wrong with the got that clear? A politician is degrading his talent himself to catering to the selfish needs of his followers. A businessman degrading his talent by selling those which haunts the society, like cigarettes, wine. The artist, you see the movies and you can understand how the artists have degraded their talents to the deepest levels of consciousness. And of course writers, they just don't know what they are writing, except the few religious teachers. And I say few, not all. Now you understand what I mean by modified talent. Each talent, the five talents, the five pratibhas are now modified for selfish ends, which in the end will lead you to the depths of hell. That is what we are saying now. But if you can modify the talent, for better society. That is Pratibha Parishkar. This is the first step. Pratibha Parishkar. All of you understood what is Pratibha Parishkar? Now, the Pratibha Parishkar is done by sitting near one who has already modified his talents. You understood this statement? You can modify your talents only by sitting someone who has already modified his talents. If you have a talent to become a doctor, you have to sit near a doctor. Then your talent is modified and you become a doctor. If you have a talent to become an engineer, if you have a pratibha to become an engineer, you have to sit near an engineer. This is upasana. So pratibha parishkar, modification of talent, can only be done by upasana. All of you understood this upasana aspect of it? Don't check yes, but type U, U for upasana. Now, to modify your talent, you have to sit near someone, a guru, a teacher. And that teacher for the new era is the S-U-N, sun. You have to sit near the sun. That is, you have to allow the sun modify your talents. This is what exactly what all of you have to do from today. And I want by these 2-3 days the number increase to 1000 throughout the world. You should contact, all of you, at least 1000 people, either your friends, already our friends, our group, our Mission RK group or Gayatri Parivar group, and tell them this aspect of upasana. Upasana is first modification of your talent in a special way. An engineer modifies his talent, sitting near an engineer in a special way. A medical student modifies his talent in a special way, sitting near a doctor. Now you have to know the details of upasana. And with this I stop today's advice and class. When you want to drive, even though you don't know how to drive, you behave as if you know driving. This example all of you must have heard. And now you have to sit near the sun. And because sun is everywhere, you can sit anywhere and you are near the sun. Only you should try to hear him. That is upasana. You chant the Gayatri Mantra and ask him to modify yourself. Then you sit near a teacher. You don't try to do anything, you just hear. Similarly, you chant the Gayatri Mantra and let the sun modify your talent. All of you got it? Now, with this advice of upasana and the most inspiring guarantee that We have already changed era. We now start spreading this message throughout the world, throughout our contact, that the era has changed. Understand the past tense. If you want to become an engineer, you have already got an engineering college. If you want to be an engineer, you have already got an engineering college. Similarly, the bright future is there. How do you go towards that? By modifying your talent, not for selfish ends or for the degradation of the society, but to use it for the society. That is the first modification, and I am not saying intensification. Prakharata I have not yet talked about. That I will talk in my next class. And all of you take the pledge that I will spread this message to all of my people whom I come into contact. And not only for today, it is not just a 1 hour or 2 hour basis, it is your continuous basis for the whole month of January. And you will start doing your upasana for 15 minutes only, not more than that. And when I say, I mean that. You will start upasana, modification of your talent, or allowing your talents to be modified by the sun, only 15 minutes a day. And all of you try to get the four plexes, or whatever Patel calls them, two volumes of 21st century bright future and two volumes of the need of the hour, modification of talent, Pratibha Parishkar. With this, I close my, whatever you call it. And now if you have few questions, if not, good luck and meet again soon, and you people decide. But after finishing the work, you should tell me how many people you have contacted, how many people you have told that the new era is there, and what attempts you have made to modify your talent, and how many people you have involved. And that is exactly what we mean by Pragya Mandal. Jai Guru Dev. Yes, what Pratibha we have, certainly I will guide you to intensify it. I will try to make it prakhar. Why not check it? If I feel it is wrong, I will tell you that it is wrong. Just as if a business student wants to become an engineer, I will say you can't, but he can become a doctor. Are there any remedial things? Those who have eyes, Gurudev says, have seen it already. The magazine that comes from Bhimavaram, yes, I'm forgetting the name, Swarna Yugam. This month Swarna Yugam has given a very clear visible sign for the coming change in the physical plane. Got the answer? Have you Swarna Yugam with you? You know what is Swarna Yugam? Yeah, you get it? When will you get it? After a few years? By today evening you should see that you get it. That should be the speed. Very clearly the entire magazine is dedicated for the changes in the physical plane. Then any more questions? I am available for questions. That only shows that you have to modify your Pratibha. I am not saying it, Gurudev is saying it. Yes. So what? I couldn't understand your question. I am happy that you understood your present state. But remember that the entire planet Earth is in a beginning state now. What do you mean by impact? For at least coming 30 to 40 years, you will have this bigger status intact. And maybe you will become a bigger beggar, that is earning more salary. But the status will be that of a beggar. Because the servant can't think. What's your answer? You should think financially, no impact. But mentally, you are already feeling that you are a beggar. You have already got the impact. Yes. Any more questions? And feel free, I will be very pungent. Not in front of the sun, you are already in the sun. You have to absorb him. Just don't be like body present, mind absent. You just ignore sun, is it not? Are you understanding? Just sitting in front of the sun will not help. All of you, I am not only telling to some. Are you able to understand what the sun is trying to? And now, don't you think that your question is not so useful for any of our activities except to satisfy our silly data gathering mind, which we are not at all using? Any data we find, we don't use it. So don't try to see the changes. Bring the changes. You are supposed to bring the changes. Got the point? Don't say what changes are coming. You say I am going to bring these changes. And for that you have to read those two books. Pratibha Parishkar, Kranti Dharmi Sahitya 3rd and 4th, you have to read and read again. I think it is already in the internet. I have made a few important slides of it. In Vyaktitva Parishkar, we get what it means for this. I didn't understand the question, Janakina. In Vyaktitva Parishkar, we get what it means for this. Yeah, I think I understand what you mean. In Vyaktitva Parishkar, you modify yourself to increase the talents you have. A engineer, student becomes an engineer. And he can modify others. So when you have a modified Vyaktitva, you can modify others. You become a teacher in that particular field. I have no answer from the man who has asked the question, Jani. I am not talking about destinations now. I have already told you that I am not going ahead until you people fulfill the task I have given to you. First is, send this message. That is the first 2 volumes of Kranti Dharmi Sahitya, 21st century, bright future. This must be your first goal or destination. The entire world should know. The entire planet Earth must know this fact. And then to modify yourself, learn to sit before the sun and then tell me within a week what you have learned. The engineering student learns from the first day, and if you can't learn from the first day from the sun, you didn't understand what I have told, and then you have to read volumes 3 and 4. Of Kranti Dharmi Sahitya. Don't expect that I can teach and spoon feed you people. What you have in your hand now, the keyboard? What you have in your hand? Enjoying a cup of tea? Or eating well? Or going to a movie? Is that your destination? Be very clear of what you are talking about. Next. Yeah, that's good, you got the point. I'm waiting for questions. What things we have to do more for us? Members along with Gayatri Mantra conveying messages to it. Okay. You hear the cassette once again, or you can take a printout of this chart. You can take a printout and you go through this chart, anyone else, and email what you have done and be very specific. Don't say I have trying to contact. So I take leave and wishing you all of you a very active and intense year or intense month. Putting as it is, what do you mean by it? I didn't understand the question. Putting as it is, what does it mean? Okay, when I told some of my friends about Gayatri Parivar movement, do you think that this question of yours has any sense in what we are talking about? We don't care what others talk about. Why should you mitigate this thinking? Let them think what they want. Are you clear in your thinking? You put very clearly your message. Are you understanding what I am telling? You stop thinking what others think. Your work is to propagate. Are you interested in what they get the response, or are you interested in telling what you want to tell? Our job is to tell what Gurudev has told you to tell. That is the first modification you should have. And you should go on propagating whether anyone accepts it or not. You got the homework I have given? Follow it and tell me what steps you have taken. Okay, then I'll take leave. Next class, my next class depends on your feedback of the steps you have taken to propagate the first two volumes of Krantidharmi Sahitya and yourself practicing.